Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Saturday's 10th annual Wing and Brew Festival at Swift Tell Center in Brookings saw six South Dakota breweries under one tent at a beer festival.
This is probably the first time that they've made such a heavy dedication to South Dakota beers. I see a Minor Brewing Company sign, I see a Fernson sign, a Sick and Twisted, a Knuckle Brewing Company. The Wooden Leg sign is getting hung right now, so I know that's the first time they've all been represented at this event, and there's probably just a handful of events in the last year that they've all been together at the same time. So, you know, of course, we've got some of the other ones from around the region that are well represented here, but this is the first time for people to really come to Wings and Beer and experience the local scene as well.
Seth Cook there from Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings, one of the six state brewers at the fest. Also, a couple of other nearby breweries, Bank and Take 16 from Minnesota, and several that have a larger footprint. We talked to several of the brewery reps to find out what's happening in the local brewing scene. After about 6 months in existence, Fernson Brewing of Sioux Falls, ready to take a big step. Ricardo Terabelsi handles sales and marketing for Fernson.
We're excited to announce that we'll have cans in the market, hopefully by Labor Day, yeah. And we have our own canning line, which makes that process that much easier. The burden is you have to purchase, 200,000 cans at a time. You can't just buy a couple hundred and test the design and see if it goes okay.
Terabelsi says they started out with a fairly big brewing system.
We're statewide distribution now. We're looking potentially at expanding into another state here, hopefully soon. But, we have the luxury of starting with a very large brew house. We started with a 30-barrel system. Most starter breweries have a much smaller system, and then they expand. And we're kind of doing it backwards. We're going into the system. So production's not an issue, which is really nice. We keep all of our accounts, well-stocked.
Minor Brewing of Hill City now also has a tap room in Sioux Falls. Kate Hayes with Minor says they're thrilled with that second location.
We always have been really fortunate to have a lot of fans because so many people travel to the hills and vacation there. Then it just made sense for us to be able to, get a great building in Sioux Falls. We have a really cool, old, historic building that we renovated. And we're able to see our fans all the time now. Matt and Sandy, the owners of Minor Brewing Company in Prairieberry, have such a commitment to keeping the style of the buildings, especially with that historic building, really letting it portray kind of how it was built and just that beautiful wood that's inside and the cut stone and everything.
She says they like to add a bit of South Dakota to their beers.
Kind of classically crafted, kind of European styles, but with South Dakota flavor. So in our wheat beer, we use buffalo berries, hand-picked South Dakota buffalo berries in the mash. In our brown ale, we use choke cherries in the mash. So we always bring a little bit of that kind of prairie flavor to those really classic styles.
More Wing and Brew Fest fun when Beer Untapped continues. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we look back at Saturday's Wing and Brew Fest and look ahead with several area brewers. Rich Drotty with Bank Brewing of Hendricks, Minnesota says they're getting ready to celebrate.
We just had our first year anniversary, and on August 27th, we're going to have our Luau Beer Bash, where it's our annual, just around Labor Day, we have an annual beer bash, and it's Jason's birthday party. So we pull out all the stops, throw down in the street. We're going to have Luau Barbecue with our new beer release. It's going to be Lilikoi Sour Bomb. So it's passion fruit infused Berliner Weiss. Should be great and refreshing. The first 250 people are actually going to get sunglasses that have Bank Brewing Company on the side of them.
Rich fills us in on some other beers coming our way from Bank Brewing.
New beers in the works, not quite in the tanks yet, but on the way. We are going to continue to mix up the Hop Lab every quarter. The new color coming up would be Hop Lab Red. That's going to feature a new hop called Topaz, as well as bring in some inspiration from Yellow as well with the Amarillo. So we're going to continue to educate people with the hop varieties, and then we got Orange after that.
Do you know which hop that is yet?
Definitely going to incorporate some Mosaic for sure, but haven't figured out all the components, but that's the fun of it, is to continue to experiment. And a couple other beers that we're got on the list is Foreclosure. We're going to start a recession series of beers. It's going to, because we're kind of a bank theme, we're going to have one called Foreclosure, and that's going to be an imperial stout. Some of it aged in whiskey barrels. And then we're going to do a bankruptcy, which is going to be a barley wine.
So Bank Brewing bringing on the malt. All in all, a very enjoyable Wing and Brew Fest. ate some great wings, enjoyed some very tasty brews. Standout new beers for me included the Grapefruit Wheat from Minor Brewing, the Gallivant IPA from Fernson, and the Ginger Peach Saison from Tallgrass. Finally, a little preview today with Seth Cook of Wooden Legs and their second annual Oak Smoke and Folk celebration coming Saturday, August 29th. Gotta love Oak Smoke and Folk.
It's fun to say. That's actually why we do it. This is the second time we've done it. We've got another set of awesome artists to come in. We're going to play some folk music. We're going to smoke out some beer and some food as well. So we've got a series of menu things that Joe has put together that said, let's put this on smoke and see what happens. I think he's even got a smoked mac and cheese lined up because, why not? Because it's ridiculous.
Because he loves his mac and cheese.
Because he loves the mac, and I do too, and everybody loves his mac and cheese.
Right?
And then Angela got herself some oaked out beers. Anything from a smoky beer to an oaked out beer to wood aged beers. She hasn't even given me the full list yet. She said, trust me. And I said, I always do. So there, she's got the beers lined up. It's going to be great. Jamie Lynn is going to be the headliner. You've seen her. She's from Spearfish. She has a couple albums out. You've probably seen her on the White Wall sessions. She's going to become rocking the banjo. So it's always a good time. No cover as always. All you do is you pay for the beers, pay for the food, come enjoy the music, it's free.
Don't miss Oak Smoke and Folk, August 29th, the Wooden Legs in Brookings. And that's it for Beer on Tap with Perry Miller for this time. Until next week, drink local and drink responsibly.